Well, welcome to the Repost Non-League Show. We're here for the next 50 minutes or so tonight. And of course, I'm really lucky today to say we were joined again by, of course, Chris, manager down at Berkhamsted. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on, mate.
And of course, we've also got the man himself, the legend, Mr. Paul Halsey at Weir. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, I'm all good, Dave. Thank you. Just chilling at the moment. Trying to get over my diff for the weekend. So, get myself ready for the next two games, which I expect to take 6 points. One being Burko, obviously.
Well, we supposed to have had Rob from Real Bedford. He was going to join us tonight, but he's gone to Biggleswade against Leighton instead. He got a better
Has? Who's
offer.
that?
Rob from Real Bedford.
Oh, right. Okay.
So he's gone there. But start for the weekend. I mean, awful weather and all the rest of it. Not many games played.
No, it's not even like even some 4Gs were called off, weren't they? Like Hartford. Well, not Hartford,
Well,
not exactly. Enfield.
Yeah.
I can't believe the all weather pitches not being able to be played in all weather.
Well, from what
It's
I've been told, they've got cork rather than rubber, and
that's exactly right. Exactly right.
that's the
Is that what
problem.
it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what they got is because they're by a river, Chris, and the environmental agencies wouldn't let them use the stuff that we use. They can only use cork. So obviously back in the day, when I was manager, it happened a couple of times. Obviously the pitch got flooded, and I mean plugged when it was so high it went in the change rooms and everything.
No.
They won't let them do that. So obviously that's an environment hazard if all that rubber goes in the rivers.
All
So they
right.
weren't allowed it. And that's not the only time. It's a couple of times that's happened. It's been called off.
A couple of times in the last couple of weeks, isn't it?
I think and last season they got called off when we had a little bad weather. So yeah, that's why that was called off. But yeah, there was a few games on, more games on than I thought though, but like a bit higher up the levels.
I mean, only Beaconsfield Town and your own. That's the only two games in the Central this week.
Yeah, well, they're 4G as well, aren't they? So,
Well,
yeah.
I think the one, I don't know if you guys know before we go on to your individual teams, but the one that surprised me, to be on more than anything else this weekend, was knowing the issues they had with their pitch down there, was Mousel's game down there, down in deepest, darkest Cornwall. There, Thatcham going all the way down, 264 miles from Thatcham to Mousel on Saturday.
They still got that striker, Dave.
Yeah, they have. He scored a worldie
Chris, I'm
the
telling you now,
other
mate.
week
I tell you, he's decent, the striker. He's only, was he 19?
Yeah, he's a young man.
I met him at the presentation. I said, look, the chairman's going to pay for this, pay for that. You're down here, you're coming with us. And his missus going, oh, yeah, I'll have some of that. And then I went, nah, my chairman's a bit tight like that.
Hayden Turner, yeah, he's a great.
Yeah.
Scored an absolute worldie last week as well. So from about 35 yards out, nice little dribble and a smash into the top corner. So yeah, I'm
A
not sure.
local game for them is like about 150 miles a round trip, isn't
Well,
it?
they got lucky this year because they got Falmouth and they've got Helston in their league as well. But it was one of those things where you think Struth, their pitch, with the amount of weather they get down there at Cornwall as well, because Falmouth have been called off, Helston have been called off. And you were just thinking to yourself, Struth, that's a long way from Thatcham to go 264 miles and get all the way down there and find out the game's called off. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, I think they got back at midnight, according to Thatcham. So they got
Oh,
literally got back at
blimey.
midnight on Saturday. Fancy that, Chris?
What do you reckon to the Guernsey thing being in there, being the Isthmian and Southern Central and that's logistically sounds like a bit of a nightmare, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a plane ride, and as you say, into Gatwick, and that's why they're in there because they base them on Gatwick, don't they? So
Is that what it is, yeah?
they base it on Gatwick. So then that's why because they've got that going there. But it's a nightmare. I know, Keith, he does a show with me every now and again. He's been over a couple of times. He absolutely hates it. I mean,
Does he?
he just hates going over there. But
Well, I think if you're going over there for a cup game, it's probably a nice. You have to be in and out, though, don't you? You can't stay there, apparently. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think
You
they
have.
sometimes they stay over and they do sort
Oh,
of
they
spend
do.
the night
Oh,
and
right.
stuff like that over there. But I think it's a case of, you've got sometimes they try and get back, and if you've got an issue with the weather and Guernsey can't get over, or if a plane's been sort of like stopped or cancelled, then of course the away team can't get back over there, and it causes a few nightmares. But
Wonder if flights expensive, are they?
I'm not sure, but Guernsey pay for them all. They
Do they
pay
pay? Yeah.
for their travel, the travel of the away teams to come over. So they pay, I think, for, I might be wrong, but say like 20 people or whatever it might be, they pay for them to come over
Right, okay.
and
That
stay up.
changes things a bit, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, the FA do it, don't they? Is it the FA do it? Their FA or?
Yeah, I think the Guernsey, because they've got a really good sponsor over there, and they've just got a brand new ground as well, haven't they? They've moved out of the ground they were in all the time, and have just gone into a brand new ground. And it's Matt Letizia's brother Mark that's the chairman.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, there you go.
So Mark's
He's
the
like Paul. He's like Paul, got a famous brother.
I was
I'm not going
actually.
to swear on this show, David. I've said I promise I won't swear.
I was actually talking to his famous brother a couple of days ago on the phone.
Why?
I'm trying to set something up with him, and but it's not going great at the minute. Not because of Mark, but because of so I'm not getting a response on the other side of it. But yeah, so it's just a matter of just trying to sort something out. But it'll be interesting. But I've seen a goal this weekend from the weekend. I've just been sent over to me for the goal show. He's a goal from Plymouth Parkway, and that some goal, I tell you. When you get to see it on Wednesday night, it's an incredible goal. Bloke
The weather
again.
down there must have been all right. There was quite a few games on.
Yeah, I mean, I think looking at the Mousel, I've sort of seen the Mousel pitch and the Mousel sort of highlights them on their WhatsApp group, and it was very, very heavy, shall we say. I think that's
Yeah.
probably the
I mean,
plight.
Dorking were, I know I've seen Dorking were down at Weymouth. The pitch looked nice down there, so.
It's certainly wasn't certainly did look really heavy. I'm not sure the next home game. I'm not sure where it is because it's gone into another advert on WhatsApp. But yeah, it's the next game, if it was next weekend or Tuesday night, I think they might struggle a little bit. It's
All
really,
right, yeah, they're getting our weather now then, yeah. I
yeah.
think Paul might have just jumped in the pool, I think.
Hey,
Oh, you
Cam, your
back now?
camera's gone off.
How is it?
Yeah, we thought you just got you got your budgie smugglers on and jumped in
He's putting
the
his trunks on, yeah.
I don't know how I've turned the camera off.
There's like a little camera there. You'll see it. So it's got like a little, you'll have an X across it or a line through it.
No, I ain't got that. Know what's
Yeah,
happened.
the where it says video, it was or something. Oh
Mark's
yeah, filters.
going
No.
to help him. That's just on the bottom, just on the bottom of the screen, it'll be. And it'll be like a little box with a triangle attached to it.
No, I ain't got it. It ain't there. Remember, we had this before when I was doing it, Dave. And I was trying to sort the blur out and all that. It's like backgrounds and video. I don't know why it's.
We need to get Mark on here, help him out. But listen, there he is, he's back now. Whatever you
Hello. Oh, he's
might
down
be.
there. Yeah. My
Yeah,
bad.
yeah.
Sorry. Here I am.
But Chris, I mean, did you learn much? I know you got the big game tomorrow. I mean, did you learn much from Saturday?
To be fair, actually, being honest, I think we're a lot better than where they are in the league. I mean, that's one thing I will say. Yeah, I mean, just to touch on Real Bedford, that they don't change. I mean, my opinion on them, you know, hasn't changed since I first seen them at the start of the year. They're brilliantly coached. They don't change from what they do. That they're, you know, they retain the ball very well. They rotate very well. I don't half like their right winger, Paul Sharp, and he.
Oh mate, yeah, I like him. Yeah, good player. Good player.
He's a bit of a throwback, isn't he? He's old school, mate. Head down and
And he just runs like he did for them, like our right, our left back. So yeah.
yeah, he's really yeah. Listen, they're impressive, mate. It's a you can tell they're a team that have been together a few years. That's not something you can put together at our level over a summer in terms of how consistent, you know, their style of play being so consistent, and you have to admire it. You know, they're a really good team, and it's going to be a real test. But just to go back on what I said at the start, I don't know how you fucking where you are in the league, Paul, playing like that, mate. It's
Well, it's just that we don't take our chances, Chris. I think if we like, you know, you know, no disrespect to Barton, they play well, but we gifted them two goals. You know, even in a friendly against Emma Wembley, we gift them a goal, two goals. Every game I can look at, we've gifted goals. So I was saying like earlier, like I just got to maybe stop being so negative, really, with the boys and start encouraging them now because. You know, we are hard to beat, but we ain't hard to. It's a bit weird, really. We ain't, because we concede so silly goals. I just don't. I'll get. I mean, I every game that we've lost or even maybe drawn, I could probably say we conceded, you know, a stupid goal. Do you know, even when we played Drew and BJ scored that goal, why ain't my defender getting out quick enough to stop that? You know, and I could go through every game. You know, like the lads will, we have the VEO, and everyone, and only everyone watches it. And I do watch it sometimes, but I don't need to watch the VEO. I know where we've gone wrong Saturday. I don't need to watch it because it's in my head where we've gone wrong. And first and foremost, you know, we normally work with the defence, then you work going through. But at the moment, I feel like we've got to work with the forwards. So maybe that's my downfall. Maybe I need to start looking at different options up front. I don't know. But even when I play Sammy in there in the 10, if I play Clemo, if I play Johnny, they've just got to take their chances, and they're not taking their
He was
chances.
good. Johnny was good Saturday, mate. That's the best I've seen him.
Well, you know what? He was good on Tuesday, and my brother's boys are is a in my brother's boys are agent, right? And he's got me Wilson, and I honestly thought he's number 11, and when he's got me the seven now, the seven who's he? I went, no, he's 26, and he's got two kids. It was actually Johnny, and I've got it wrong, but yeah, listen, Johnny. He was good, but if he squares that ball, Chris, it's 2-1.
It is,
Because
yeah.
I'm telling you now, Steph's putting that in the back of the net.
He's a handful, mate. Is he young, is he?
Who?
Steph.
Yeah, Steph. Listen, I won't speak bad of anyone, but he can be very inexperienced at times.
Yeah.
And then the only reason he played right wing was because Theo turned up late again, so I put him on the bench. I fed up with him keep turning up late.
He can run that, Steph, mate.
Yeah, he can. But watch him; he'll get knackered, then he'll go down injured. It's best to get his recovery. Said, "Chuff me." I know. He's a good lad. His brother's a good player as well. So, yeah, I like Steph.
Who's his
As
brother?
no, don't ask me for that. Georgia. He plays at Wingate Finchley, maybe the
Oh,
10
right.
or
Yeah, I know
whatever.
what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, Stepanos, whatever.
With the
Georgia.
VO, though, is the VO become sort of a something that, how can I put it, has become more important to clubs? So, that, you know, maybe you look at it and you think to yourself, a bit like what you were saying, Paul, where you're saying that you're a bit negative with them sometimes, but then, you know, a fan comes up to you and says, look, you know, I thought we played really well this week. Do sometimes, if you give yourself like 24 hours, 48 hours before watching that VO back of the
I
game,
think you
do you
have
get
to.
that situation of looking at it in a different light?
I think you have to give yourself a bit of time because there's always mixed emotions after a game. I look at like my coaches will watch it, and they sent over the VEO, stopped it on the framework. And if you look at their first goal that went at the seven, look, it looks like he's offside.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
He looks like he's offside, so. He might have been offside, you know. I don't think.
Looked it in real life to me, but
But there were a couple of the first half, they was offside, but he never gave it the far side, your side where you were standing, I think, didn't give it. But listen, you know, you look at that goal, he's offside or not. I think my centre half's got to get round and cover a little bit as well. As much as David might be at fault there, he's got to get across. But listen, VOs are good because a lot of people will see it now because they can do appeals and etc. And it does like today, you sit and watch it tonight and you look back and you think, why weren't you picking him up? You know, you think, you know, ultimately I might think, hold on a minute, my midfielder should have done better there, but you know, he's got pulled two players and the ten ain't dropped in the altar to support him or something like it's good to watch after because it will pick things up and you get to see them. So,
I mean, we use it quite religiously. Whether it's good or bad, I suppose. I mean, it's helpful that it takes 24 hours to download because you can't watch it when you're you might still have the ump on a Saturday night after a game or something like that. So you can't really watch it till Sunday morning or unless you stay up late Saturday. But we really use it for analysis and now I don't mean this offensively at all, but Paul's got, you don't fucking look it, but Paul's got 20 years on me. Now that what I mean by that is Paul's probably got 20 years
And the
more,
rest.
yeah, probably more, yeah. Probably got more than 20 years experience of me watching of looking. Got the quality street, look, strawberry
Yeah,
cream.
they've come. They've come.
Yeah. Now what I mean is Paul's got 25 years experience of me watching games. Probably more knowledge of understanding how a game went by watching it from the side, maybe looking at different things, and he knows what's good and what's bad and who was good and what's bad. Whereas, I've been doing this 5 years, he's been doing it 25, 35. So where I get my sort of feedback and understand how we played or how our shape was and or maybe how, what we didn't do well is from a bird's eye view from the VO. So, it's brilliant for us. What is doing my head in though, they need to bring out a bloody HD downloader that when people post their videos of it, it's clear. I'm sure that
Yeah.
drives you mad as well, Dave, for your highlights, but
I think for me, VO is a great piece of kit. The only downside to it is, I'm gonna probably have a moaning when it comes to it, but some clubs will send it to me, some clubs don't send it to me. Really frustrating when all I want to do is promote the clubs, and no one sends you any footage, and then or you'll get, no disrespect, you'll get teams like Merthyr. That send theirs in that are absolutely outstanding. It's not VO. If it is VO, they're doing it. I don't know what they're doing to, but it's fantastic. They've got like, Merthyr versus whoever in the top left-hand corner, like Sky, and then the
Oh, it's
under.
properly filmed, yeah. Yeah, that's properly filmed, that.
And it all comes on the bottom about who scored the goals, what minute. It saves me so much time. But I'll sometimes get, I won't say which two clubs, but it's like two clubs that send it in to me, and it might be 7-6 the game, say for instance, and the footage will last 15 seconds. Do you know what I mean? And all you see is the ball going the back of the net, ball going the back of the net, ball going the
Okay.
back of the net. And you just think to yourself, all I'm trying to do here is promote, give you a second stream of being able to promote your club
Yeah.
from, something that we've gone from subscribers from 2 to 1170. So a lot more people get to see it than maybe your YouTube page, and you send me 15 seconds with 13 goals in it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's just so frustrating to, to get it. But the problem I find with VO is as well, it needs a zoom. It needs a zoom on it because you can't
Yeah.
see, especially like, say for instance, this week you send me the goals of you and Gates Real Bedford, right? So you'll send it through to me, but some people will put it through and they'll put on it, I don't know, Fred Bloggs scored for goal one, Sanso scored goal two. But what then other clubs do for me, they send it through to me and it will just be whatever the file name is. And of
Yeah.
course, no disrespect, it's all mixed up. So I've got no idea what's the first goal, because I can go onto the Sub League website and see that Frank Smith scored, but I don't know who Frank Smith is, who your players. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So you've got
difficult.
to
Keep
try and
guessing.
find it.
I
It's
think Dave,
find it.
the key to all that, mate, is we don't have a social media guy, right? We don't have no one that does that.
You need one. You
You
need
need
one, by the
to,
way.
and to be fair, we don't even have our Twitter on no more. Everyone
Yeah.
moans at me about it, but we don't have that no more. And unless people are getting paid, they don't really. We've got no one to do it, so we're a little bit knackered. Unfortunately, we're a bit. What can I do?
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Is it the same button you hit?
Don't know.
But
There he's back. He's gone. He's back.
I was trying to make the screen big, and it's just disappeared. Sorry.
yeah,
I'm
no,
quite
I
like.
mean, and that's the, I think that's the main problem with VO. You want to get to a situation where on the VO there's a way of actually putting on it. So you put your it's got to be a way of being able to put your team sheet into VO. So then when it comes up on the thing, it automatically comes up when it says goal, it might say goal Chris Devane, goal Paul
I mean,
Howard.
we do that though on ours. I mean, when you edit the game on a Sunday morning and you edit the goals and you put, or I might want to edit a passage of play or a set piece or something like that, you can write notes on it. So, to be honest with you, Dave, they just can't be asked. Like that is possible. The blurry footage is what drives me crazy.
Yeah.
They should have a little editor tool that is on the side, because you can download and save. Now you can download and save, but they've got to be goal moments.
Yeah.
So the goals have got to be as clips for you to be able to do that. That's a little bit easier,
I mean,
but
as I say, I think the best two clubs that send their goals in without foul, I would say a Murpha. Theirs is outstanding footage. And the other one that's probably maybe even a little bit better because of the way he does it, he's the guy from Wimbledon. Because their footage he's done, and he doesn't do all their games all the time. But when he does do it, you'll see the player running towards the goal from the back view, and within a split second, the camera switch around and you see him from the front view. The footage is just incredible. He has
that's
a
like Sky Sports.
yeah, he has that GoPro behind the back of the goal, so you see the fans' reaction and all that sort of side of it as well. And in some clubs, even like Cribs, they put a lot of effort into it. They send you over, sort of three different versions at three different camera angles of the goal. So there's clubs out there that say that do an amazing, like Spalding, another club, they do a great thing. Plymouth Parkway used to give you all the goal scorers on it. You don't get that no more. And North Lee used to be really good, and I'm not sure
We
if
had
it
one.
does it or not,
We had
but
one at the Hartford game, Dave. Everyone thought it went in, but he actually hit the post and come back out at the
yeah, I
Hartford
saw it.
game. Paul's team don't score enough goals to send you anything.
But
Hey, was that your game, Paul, where the ball hit the wheel?
yeah, but that was exactly the funny thing about that was, Chris, we were discussing it about 2 or 3 weeks previous on the Sunday show, and we were talking about it then because Mousel had exactly the same thing against Bashley at Bashley, and it cost them the game, and it
Oh,
literally
mate.
cost them the game, and they went straight down the other end, Bashley, and
Oh,
scored.
they scored, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was literally exactly the same thing. And they had slow-mo footage. So where Hartford only had it where you just see it ping and come back out again, they actually had it where they got freeze frame on it as well, because it gets professionally done again by the Mousel guy. And you could see how far over it the ball was when it hit the
Yeah,
wheel.
but our one was a, my that one was different. That was a completely different one.
And it was about a
But
million,
that
they had about a
was,
million views, well over a million views on it on X.
you couldn't do much.
I feel sorry for the refs.
Yeah,
Like your one at Hartford, what hope has he got?
he's got
No,
no
no,
hope.
mate. I thought at first, like, the way I was standing, it looked like it hit the post. I wasn't sure, but Kevin, who was sitting to me, he said it hit inside.
Yeah.
But it's bounced, gone straight back out. Fred's kicked it up field. I'm getting messages now because I'm sitting in the spa. So Lee Rose, Mr. Potter's bar man, must be watching this video. He must be watching this because he's a member here and all.
Isn't it? Yeah, you just watch it. It's just come up on my thing. But it is that sort of scenario, though, isn't it? I mean, like, how are those goals allowed in the first place?
Yeah,
True. I
yeah.
think they'll look
I
at that
seen a
going
Harpenden
forward.
Town game the other day. I think they had two or three in the same game. I seen Harpenden play someone the other day, and it was exactly the
Harpenden,
same.
there, they went in, didn't they? They was
Yeah.
exactly the same, and they was given.
Yeah.
I think, listen, that the like you look at them Harpenden ones, you can see they're clearly in, even in the video. Like how quick that ball bounced in and out, it was hard for the officials, I
Yeah.
honestly think. But listen, it is what it is, you know.
Well,
I didn't think it went in.
some messages come in. Lee said, good to see these two getting along. Callum Brennan said, big up to Marlow FC. Dan Welsh said, come on, Gaffer.
Well, he's the media guy at Birko.
And he's put it, read your phone.
What's he sent me?
I'm surprised he went up there. Oh, wait, you're right.
So I mean, with this tour, I mean, Paul, are you going to be going up to Bedford to see the game?
No, we got Chesant in the Art Senior Cup quarter final. So unfortunately, or else I would have done actually. I would have gone over there.
You expect there to be a big crowd tomorrow, Chris?
I think so. I think there's a couple of coaches coming from Birko.
Were you home and away?
At their place.
How are you?
Yeah. The fact it was called off at the start of December probably makes it a little bit bigger because we're
Yeah, you're
probably,
joining, yeah? You're on joint points now.
well, no, we're one ahead.
How are
Same
you?
games. Yeah. Probably makes it a bit bigger because it would have been 15 games into a season. Now it's 21. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit close to the end. But yeah, I expect there to be 700, 800, I reckon, because they get really good crowds. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I can't call it, I'll be fair. I literally can't call it at the moment. I thought when we played them at their place, I'm thinking, I think Burt will win this league. But when they played Saturday, I thought there was a completely different outfit, played different, completely different when we played them. So obviously, I'll make my call after I play you next week or 2 weeks' time. So,
Thanks, mate.
but it's a hard one, mate. It's an hard one.
Good game,
It is an
mate.
hard one.
That's what we do it for. I mean, that's you know
Listen,
these.
it's a compliment to both of you, mate. Both teams. I'm still hoping I'll make that late run and win the league. But at the moment, I don't know. I need a 10 grand budget.
12.
12.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, 10 for me. Sorry, 2 for the players. Yeah, you're right.
A
So that's how it'd be.
I mean, with it though, I mean, they've come in. I mean, Paul Mark said in the last season, if Real Bedford come in, the likelihood is they'd be up there challenging, and and they're doing exactly that, and they say it'll be a real sort of like interest. But you got a full strength team for tomorrow, Chris?
Yeah, we're
People.
full set. We've got Ryan Clark, winger we signed from King Langley. Hurt his knee a few weeks ago. He's not played in 3 weeks. He's probably a week or two away. Ben Walster suspended. Apart from that, we're okay. Difficult one because this is, I think these are the occasions and these are the moments where it would probably help me a bit more if I weren't the character I am. I mean, we don't really change, what we are depending on who we play against. We're front-footed. We're aggressive. We sort of go after everyone. I sort of live and die on that sword. I'm a bit of a gambler, and we go out every day to go after everyone and have a go. What will be, I guarantee there'll be goals. Because we're going to really front foot, really aggressive, and go after them really.
Yeah,
And
it's going to be a great game. I think you're both attacking, and you both like to play. So it's how, it's you're going to be up against each other, and who's going to? I don't think it'd be a nervous game. I just think that if you wouldn't be putting money on it now, I think you might get the draw. Have you played them at home yet? You ain't, have you?
No.
No, I think
Uh,
you might.
that
I
that
don't know.
that game's that game's a tasty one. That's April, isn't it?
Cool.
That's the start of April, yeah. Start of April. That's the start of
Cool.
April, then. And listen, and just what I was saying a minute ago, this is what we do it for, isn't it, Paul? It's like
100%. I think it's good that, that year you won the league, you run away with it really early doors, didn't you, really? And I think it's, let's be honest, it's out of you two. I can't see anyone. I like Flatwell, actually. I did like Flatwell.
especially now they've got their forward back.
Oh, has he come back, has he?
He went to Rainer's Lane for a couple of weeks, didn't he? I think he went on holiday there or something. But
He went to Rainer's Lane.
Rainer's Lane, yeah. Yeah,
Did he?
listen. Yeah.
I thought he went up the level.
To
That's
be
why.
fair to no, he went Rainer's Lane, step forward. I mean, to be fair to the kid, from what I've heard, he's had loads of 7 days and loads of offers, and he's been really loyal to Flackwell Heath since. So I assume they made it worth his while, and he didn't really like what he what he's seen. He's gone back. Listen, he's electric, mate. He can move.
There, yeah. Listen, his movement is great. It's great. But I'll be honest with you. I don't see it between it. No disrespect to the others that are chasing, but I don't see it between anyone else and then you two.
I mean, our advantage, I think. I mean, listen, we're in good form. We haven't lost in 12. We've won 7 in a row. But as you know, Paul, it's runs always come to an end at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Mine did
it was
last week.
listen,
Yeah.
this time a couple of years ago, it was always Ware that used to kill our runs. Do you know what I mean? So it was they're going to come to a run at one point. So if that's tomorrow, so be it. There's 18 games left after it. I just hope they keep up the pace for us because we ain't stopping.
Yeah. No, fair play. I've just said I can't be there, really. I would have gone. I would have
You
definitely
got the
gone.
County Cup.
Yeah, quarter finals.
Yeah, they beat us on penalties actually in the early rounds.
How did they?
Jessen, is that their place, is it?
Yeah, then they didn't have a game Saturday, so they're going to go full strength.
Yeah, to be fair, actually, I was concerned about that. We've not had a game since the referee, Joanne, bless her, called the game off for us 1 minute before half time. We were losing. So against Beaconsfield on New Year's Day. So we've not played in over 2 weeks. So we had a friendly Saturday against Stockfold. So thanks to them. We didn't really want to be going into tomorrow night with no game for 2.5 weeks.
I was going
No.
to ask, how difficult would that have been?
Tough. I mean, where I do see, listen, if we're comparing again for tomorrow, where I do see they have a slight advantage, and not for the whole squad. I mean, they're a lot younger on average age probably 5 or 6 years younger. I've got scaffolders, bricklayers, floor layers, groundworkers, digger drivers, plumbers. Not saying they haven't, by the way, but I'm just naming what I've got in my team.
Yeah.
Playing them midweek is probably a lot easier than maybe the younger lad or a couple of the office workers or a couple of boys that coach football in the daytime. And I've got lads that are walking around building sites all day tomorrow, and then they've got to chase a really well-coached athletic team tomorrow night. So, I mean, the bookies, one of the lads actually sent it earlier. It's on Sky Bet, and Sky Bet have made them favourites. So I think they would be, if I was the betting man now, I'd make them just favourites. I mean, in terms of matchups, I don't think they're a good matchup for us. Just certain teams over the last few years, like maybe the Abbey a couple of years ago, where a couple of years ago, just real good legs and athleticism around the, around the pitch weren't really a good matchup for us. But looking at their results, I don't think some teams are a good matchup for them, and and they have been for us. I mean, we're in a good position. We've made 6 points on them since the start of December. So I think yes, they're the favourites, but we're a point clear, and they've got to beat us. That's just, I think the pressure's on them, to be honest with you. So
Yeah, should be a good game. Should be a good game.
I was just trying to find a betting, but I can't find it on SkyBet. So I was going to read out what it is, but
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll read it out for you,
go on.
just so you know. I've just put 2 grand on Real Bedford.
So
So
where have you found that on
sorry,
SkyBet?
it's on Bet365.
Oh,
You
365.
shouldn't say that on live because the FA will think you have, mate, and you'll get banned.
Ah, they can do what they want. I don't bet anyway. So,
Well, you would have banned you for 5 years, like they
yeah, they
do
probably
some of
would.
them. They
Yeah.
do, don't they? We're not allowed to bet.
No, we're
It's
not. Not even on
not
the Premier League, you know.
like no. I know. Not that I
Real
don't bet
Bedford
anyway.
are 21-20.
21-20.
Yeah, well, I've never heard that odd before.
What's 21-20? Can you one lens 2-1?
Yeah, just over evens. And then Berkhamsted did a 9-5. So evens versus 2-1, basically.
They play on grass. Is grass there?
Yeah, grass, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had a bit of a nose in there today. I've got one of my sites is just down the road. I had just a bit of a nose, and the groundsman was hard at work. So I was a bit concerned that the frost was a bit deep, and the frost might not have shifted, but it seems okay, I think, doesn't it?
It's going to be 7 degrees. 7 degrees to that. Your temperature's gone up, isn't it? So
Yeah, you can.
if Chesant's on, I'll tell you now, yours will be on. So.
Yeah. But yeah, just to close that, Dave, I'm really looking forward to it, mate. There'll be a big crowd. Just so we're clear, because it might be a bit of a tense one, or hostile might be the wrong word, but when you're on the sideline, it's a bit different. But I have a lot of respect for, I don't know the Bedford manager at all, really. I might have said hello to him a few times, but I have a lot of respect for him and what he's doing with the club, and the coaching, and how he's got the team playing is brilliant. So just get that out quickly before we go, because I probably won't be saying any nice things tomorrow. So.
Well, I like a bit of hostile me.
Yeah, we used to go right at it, didn't we? And then have a pint.
I
So,
go right at everyone, really. Not no more though. I'm a bit more matured now, I'm matured and mellowed. Just like let you youngsters get on with it. That's how I see it.
I mean, with the game though, I mean, at the weekend, I mean, was it a case of just not taking the chances then?
Obviously, and like Chris said earlier, we, and I said to you, but we could have, we deservedly, I'd say deservedly, we got our goal, and we weren't against the wrong play or anything when we got that goal. And, and I said to the boys, and even the boys agreed at half time that they've got themselves in a great position. They've worked extremely hard, they set the bar, and they needed to stay at that. Unfortunately, just, again, in front of the goal, we've not taken the chances. We make that 2-0. We make that 2-0, and it could be a different game. They are in proper chasing it, but they go up the other end. I felt it was a bit of an easy goal. We conceded, but their right winger. But again, at 1-1, we had the chance to go 2-1 up. And decision making in and around the box, it was poor. And we take that chance again. We go 2-1. You don't know what might happen. So, Again, I feel like that we've contributed to our own downfall there. And again, we've been punished, and we'll keep getting punished. They're going to learn. Listen, this group, if you keep this group together for next season, I think they'll learn, and they'll learn a lot. You know, you've got to remember is I've literally got maybe two players from last season still at the club.
Yeah, it's tough,
Three,
that, mate.
three, three. You know, it completely changed the whole squad. You know, you look at my teams of the past, and I've said it, you know, I listen, or maybe I'm a bit critical of this squad, and maybe I need to, you know, start supporting backing them. And I do back them, they know I do. But, you know, I just think the teams that I got today is not like the team I had 2 or 3 years ago. Completely different. Completely different. You know, and it was good to see Albert come back and played on come back off the
I didn't even
bench,
know
you
he was
know.
back, mate, until I see him on the pitch.
Well, he played 75 minutes at Emel on Monday, but he came back pre-season or just after, and he rolled his ankle. He must have done his ligaments, and it's kept him out quite a while. But, you know, at the moment, he's not going to get a start. So he's going to sign for a Step 5 club and get minutes for them, hopefully. So, but yeah, you know, I look at, you know, some of the players, but it's a little different feel, and I don't know. We will see, but you know, they stop making them decision makings and get it right, and we start punishing teams instead of us getting punished.
I thought they scored at good times, mate.
Yeah, of course they did, you know. And to be fair, once they got that equaliser, like I said, if we score, it's a different game. But then obviously they're on the front foot there. They're hungry. Then they go. They want to go and get that goal. So, I do like it though when teams beat us because it's like they won the league. Everyone celebrates beating where else. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I say it to
Yeah.
Weathers, and you know, like they've done it, Dave. You know that. So it's like, well, good luck
Take it
to
as a
them. That's,
compliment. Take
I
it as a
do, yeah, mate,
compliment, mate.
massively take it as a compliment. I do take it as a compliment. So, it is what it is. But we ain't no pushovers, and we'll get it right. It was just taking a bit longer than probably expected.
I mean, I suppose Wibby, what's where's Dan? Is it Dan Wibby this year or?
Dan,
Yeah.
yeah. So Dan, he's doing my electrics in my kitchen at the moment. Lovely jubbly. He just texted me. He just rung me while he was in the show. But and also Lou has just texted me as well. So Dan will be back. He done his cruciate, obviously, ACL.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He done that last year at Welling. It's been nearly over. It's well over a year now. So we'll look to get Dave Dan back sooner rather than later, hopefully. Especially for him, he's dying to come back.
Yeah.
We miss him in the dressing room, you know. And but that's not going to be no. You know, it's going to be slow, especially this time of year when it's really, really cold. You know, on your knee and that. Obviously, after coming back, so. You know, I think probably February you might start to see. He's training. So hopefully we'll get him back soon.
Is that a nightmare, mate? Anyway, with injuries.
Mate, yeah, both injuries have occurred at Wellingham and Seas pitch and near enough the same end. So I said, we'll make your debut against Wellingham. He says, no, I'm not. I won't play in that game. But yeah, he's had a nightmare because both injuries were bad knee injuries and both at the same ground. So we'll blame Weathers for that.
I don't want to bring people sort of down and be, you know, really depressed and et cetera, but of course there was a post that will be dear to Paul's heart at least went out this week, and if it's okay, I would mention it, Paul. I mean, it went out 6 days ago from Louis, and his post on X just basically let everybody know. He says, "Life has thrown me another curveball. I've been diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of blood cancer, APL, unrelated to my throat cancer. Gutted and shocked that is happening again. 6 months of tough treatment has begun. The first few weeks are critical. I'll be under close observation, but I'm in good hands once again. The doctors are confident this is curable. I've learned many times to dance in the rain when the storm comes, and this will be no different. I'm strong and know I will beat this again. I don't expect sympathy, but I appreciate all the support as I go to war once again." Absolutely devastating, mate. Now,
Terrific.
Yeah, to say it's when he rang me, he told me, I just couldn't believe it. I'll be fair. He's just texted me. I text him to see how he's going. He does do updates, but he just texts him and I'll reply in a minute. But he, that poor lad, he's got three young kids, supposed to be getting married in August. You know, we all celebrated sort of like when he got the all clear. And you just can't imagine, you know, what's going through. He listen, you know, anyone will be scared. You know, he's got so much. He's got a successful business. He's got three lovely kids. He's got a lovely, and his partner, lovely. And yeah, it's a killer, mate. It's you know, I don't talk about it too much. It's a bit of a choke. I think most people know how close we are. You know, and he's, you know, that day I got him back on that pitch was just what everyone wanted to see him and wanted, and I thought that was it, you know. And now it's just life. If you don't mind saying life's cool. Life's cool.
Tell you
Life's
what,
cool.
he's got. I mean, listen, I don't know him personally. I know from managing against him or playing against him for Corey Green or whatever it's been. He's a fucking warrior, mate. That's one thing. You know, that's one thing he is. I mean, his attitude now, you know, going through what he's going through sort of defines him and just sums him up as a character, mate. You know, obstacle after obstacle, and he seems to pop out the other side, mate. So if anyone's got the mindset to kick the fucking thing out of the way, it's definitely him. Do you know
Oh yeah,
what I mean?
definitely, definitely. But he just every time he fights it, someone's thrown back. But listen, it's another one. But it's going. I've just thought glimpse of things, so I think it's going well. So, and we just gotta just keep praying and hope it is. You know, I know what it's like. You know, I lost my grandson, and you know, Mark fought it. You know, so many people in the world are fighting it and have fought it, and some have lost their battles. But like you say, Chris, he's a warrior. You know, he was like that in football. He never gave up. He would never. He would. You know, he never stopped chasing for a ball. He would never pull out of a tackle. He's one of the hardest players that you know that's played for me. And listen, I'm just looking. You know, I just hope, and I know that it's going to happen. That he, you know, we get his wedding. And then he has that wonderful day, and you know, we put this all behind it.
Absolutely.
Yes, and in between all that, he come back, didn't he, pre-season, and snapped his Achilles. So honestly, he's had so much bad luck in the last couple of years.
Terrific. I mean, what you know, what we have got now is, touch wood, obviously, the treatment and what they can and can't do now seems a lot more advanced. I mean, my dad got diagnosed. Tell you when I found out is one for you, because I know you remember the day, Paul. The day we lost to North Lee in the playoffs and you beat AFC Dunstable on penalties,
Yeah.
I found out we had cancer that afternoon. And then, you know, disregard my fucking feelings, I had to then go and try and get myself motivated. I had no idea what to do. But then 8 months down the line, he got the all clear and, you know, and it's gone. So it's, you have to be positive and, you know, and judging by him, I can only judge what I see on social media, you know, and I know I spoke to you on the phone about it, Paul, but you're a lot closer to him. You know, he's a warrior, that fella, mate. There's not a lot standing his way. Do you know what I mean? So all the best for me, mate.
Yeah, we wish him all the very, very best in his recovery. I suppose sort of back to football itself. I mean, Guy, what, Chris? I mean, you probably be fair to ask you than to ask Paul, because Paul's you're fighting for automatic. But who do you see? You know, from second to fifth, who do you actually see in there? Forget second for a minute. Who do you see the other three that will possibly join either you or Real Bedford in the playoffs this year?
Flatcrow Heath, you know, I think they're the closest team. I mean, a couple of reasons. I think it's a real tricky place to go. You been there yet, Paul?
Yeah, due to always 2-0 up. Another game we threw away 2-0 up. Thanks for reminding me, Chris.
It's yeah, the hill's tough, isn't it? You've got to know what you're doing with the hill like
Yeah,
that.
oh mate, yeah.
But we went there when it was Storm Bertie or whatever it was called, and it was gale force winds and raining. I think we won 4-2 in the end. But you can see how they're really effective. They've got good experience, defence, two really lively forwards and they score a lot of goals. I mean, I think they're going to get, I think they were really close to us come in December, but I think, you know, potentially losing that Victor has kind of, you know, we've opened up a bit of a gap to them. But listen, Barton, you know, Barton are really consistent this year. Their manager, Domain, seems like he's doing a brilliant job. They're really consistent. Tame, again, another one. They're a team I'm happy we've beat twice and played twice, essentially, because I think they're a team. I've got a sneaky feeling I think Leighton are going to make a little push. That'd be my little dark horse.
Who?
I think Leighton are going to have a little playoff push. I think, you know, they've got two centre halves, Lewis and Sam, two very good centre halves that started the season with us. They've always got goals. I mean, Linton Goss is always going to get you goals. He's going to get you 20, and he, you know, every year he's such a willing runner. I've got, you know, and they've got two very good coaches. I think they're going to make a bit of a playoff push. Hadley have seemed to have fallen away a bit. I don't know, was the FA Trophy run detrimental to them, or maybe, hopefully, it could have been their fans that were telling us they were going to win the league when they beat us in October. So hopefully they're listening and watching. So cheers for that, lads. But I don't know. They've seemed to have fallen off a bit. I don't know, is their striker injured or what, Isaac? But he hasn't been on the team sheet for a while, but he's topping. Isaac Stones, he hasn't been on the team sheet for a few weeks, Paul. So I don't know.
Oh, so he's not on it on Saturday then. He scored against me at our place, so.
He's had a lot of offers. He's got a lot of potential. And again, if you've got someone who's going to score 25 plus, you've got a chance, haven't you?
Yeah.
So between, you know, if I'm honest, up to 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'd always back Housey's boys to make a run. He always gets it right this time of year. Just the gap might be a little bit too big now, mate.
Yeah, we ain't getting playoffs this year, mate. I never know. Never say
Oh,
never.
no, I don't know about playoffs, mate. I don't know about playoffs. I'd always look over my shoulder at catching us, mate, with you, like, honestly.
No.
But it's us, Real Bedford, Flackwell, Hadley, Barton, Tame, Leighton. I think that's the group. I think Leighton, I know they're, you know, Leighton are 15th or 16th now, I think. But they're playing tonight, actually. But I think they're a dark horse. I think they've got two very good defensive coaches who they're not going to concede a lot of goals. And they've got a striker who is always going to get you an opportunity or a couple of chances a game. So I
Yeah.
fancy them to make a late run.
Interested to see what they are for to get into the playoffs because they're 11th for the minute and they're 15 points behind Hadley.
There we go. We can play this in April, and I'll either look like a Wally
That'd
or not as big of a Wally. One of the
be really interesting. Would be interesting just to see, you know, what it is. I mean, at the bottom, just before we go, I mean, do you.
two.
Is it unfortunate that North Lee are going to be going to step five?
Yeah, it is. And I hope the. I was chatting to a couple of the grounds team. I was there a few weeks ago. I'll tell you this one, Paul. You like this? North Lee. Our furthest away game, hour and 45 minutes from me. I've got a couple of building sites in Oxford that I'd sort of manage. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to book a hotel for the night and stay in a hotel in Witney. So it's only 5 minutes to work and I can go, it's only 5 minutes to get there in the evening. So I've not, you know, saved 3 hours driving. And that was the day we woke up and there was 4 inches of snow on the ground out of nowhere. In like, so the game got called off. So it cost me 150 quid for a hotel I didn't even use.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Steve, Chris. What's Whitney like?
Lovely,
Because,
lovely
right,
place.
so because the fans, I think my boy and that, I think we're staying down there against North Lee
Oh, are
at Whitney, I think. And with that, yeah, that definitely rings a bell. Well, they've changed their minds, but that definitely came up Whitney. And I said, oh, what was there? So, yeah, I think they might be
really
staying
nice
there.
place. Really nice place. But so anyway, we had to go back there 3 weeks later, on a Tuesday night, obviously, and we drove and we won. And I was chatting to the groundsman before and after the game, and I was sort of asking him, you know, what was because if they beat us in the playoff semi, then obviously the famous game at Woodson
Yeah.
Park and beat Ware in the final. And then they went to step three. They were really struggling at Christmas at step three, and they made this fucking really good run of it, didn't they? From Christmas to April and very nearly stayed up. And then since then, obviously, they've fallen off a cliff. I was just really inquisitive about it. And I just said, what happened? And he was like, well, the club or the previous ownership of the club, who are now gone, you know, thank God, decided that staying up was more important than paying their bills. And signing a few strikers and forwards was more important than paying their rent and their Sky bill. So when they eventually got relegated, they got relegated plus X amount of bills hadn't been paid since Christmas. So this new committee, the groundsman and the new chairman have been left holding the baby, really. And there's five of them, I think, that cut the grass, mark the pitch, cook the food, run the bar. They've got 10 or 12 youth teams back there now. The club's starting to build again. If they did go down to step five, probably wouldn't be, the worst thing for one more year. But they've turned it around brilliantly, to be honest. And they've just got, I think, 12, 13, 18, 19-year-olds, all from academies and stuff, and just trying to get through the season. Just shows you, if you don't do it properly and you don't have a club that do things right or chairman that do things properly, you can be in trouble very quick,
Yeah, you can.
Certainly going to be an interesting run up to the season. Of course, everybody will be watching that game tomorrow night, Real Bedford at home to Berkhamsted, so pointing it all level one games as well now. So, but they've got that 13 goal difference over you.
Yeah, big that. I mean, we had a bad start to October. We lost three in a row. Our goalkeeper broke his foot, and we had a couple of injuries at the wrong time. We conceded 10 goals in three games. You take that. Listen, you can't make results disappear, obviously, but you take them goals away. I think we scored exactly the same. I think we may have scored 60 each, or maybe they scored 63 after Saturday.
Yeah, 63-17 for them, 60-27 for you.
Yeah, so up to Saturday we scored exactly the same. We've just conceded more. I mean, that's my own fault. Probably a bit reckless at times in how we play, because I want to be so front-footed and aggressive. But like I said at the start, I'll die on that sword. And it hasn't done me, so bad up to now. So that's how we're going to approach tomorrow.
Outside the playoffs, though, who do you reckon scored the most goals outside the playoffs?
What team?
Yeah.
Where?
Where? 41.
Have you? Do
I was
you
just
know what,
thinking
Chris?
about
When
what
I,
you said about scoring
do,
goals, and I just looked at it and thought,
yeah,
yeah,
do you know,
what
do
happened?
you know when I managed Hertford Town, going back to 2013, we scored 137 or something. We scored 100 goals, but I conceded 77.
Were you in goal?
Oh, you cheeky kid. No, but listen, I was always attacking minded, and then
Yeah.
so I've always scored lots of goals. Even at Ware, we scored lots of goals.
He was in goal and Mark was in centre half.
Mark was giving him penalties every week.
Mark was a goalkeeper, Dave.
I'm talking about Welling Garden City, Mark.
Weathers. Weathers,
Well,
all
listen, guys,
right.
I really appreciate it. Paul sort of holding off on his swim and he's
Yeah.
in his Buddy Smugglers and Chris joining us the night before such a big game. I really do appreciate you popping on last week and then coming back tonight, Chris. It's been a privilege and I thank you very much indeed for doing that and maybe we'll speak again in the coming days, see how it went as well.
Yeah,
But
no problem.
a massive thank
Normally, every time I do these, we lose. So if we don't win tomorrow night and we lose tomorrow, I'm never doing this again. Just so everyone's clear.
When you come off live, I'll just stay on, Chris, and I've got a
Okay. And
question
again,
for both of you.
all right. And next week, we have got a Merthyr Town special next week, of course, because it was this time next week, as such, just after the show finished. Of course, the sad news broke that the chairman of the Southern Football League, Mr. Anthony Hughes, had passed away and lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. And of course, that news broke last week, that time, just after the show. On the course the 22nd as it was last year and but we're going to have a Merthyr special remembering the great man and also talk to Merthyr who are in an absolute purple patch of form at the moment of course they drew nil-nil though at the weekend against Dorchester by all accounts Dorchester's keeper had an absolute blinder on Saturday but we'll be speaking to Paul and the rest of his team on Monday next week but from me from Paul and from Chris thank you for joining us
Good
and
night.
we'll see you next week.
All the best. Cheers.
Cheers.